Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. This week, all week, we're going to be exploring meditation and peace of mind, but in particular, we're going to be exploring meditation without meditating. In other words, how to experience the state of meditation without necessarily involving yourself in the practice of meditating. I remember watching a Sid Banks video called The Ultimate Answer, and he says something to the effect that if you take a room full of meditators and a room full of people learning the principles that we talk about in this podcast each week, the room full of people learning the principles would go higher. And I remember thinking when I watched the video, A, that it was a funny thing to say because it kind of evoked like a game show for me, you know, the great race to enlightenment. But also because, well, what if it was true? Why would it be true that learning how life works, learning about mind, consciousness, and thought would take you higher than actually practicing meditation? Now, here's what I've seen about this. When thought looks real, when our thinking looks real to us, meditation as a practice provides a respite from the constant important things your thinking is telling you about the world. When you see thought for what it is, a transient creative energy that's continually forming and reforming and transforming your experience of life moment by moment, your temporary thought-created realities hold less of a hypnotic spell over your attention, and you don't need relief from the feelings of stress or pressure or insecurity that they create inside you. Now, you know how your brain tunes out background noise over time? So like there's a fridge in your room and it's really noisy, or the air conditioning makes a lot of noise, or you're somewhere where there's a lot of traffic noise. And at a certain point, you stop noticing it until either you come back into the room after having not been there, or somebody else comes in and goes, "God, what's that noise?" And you're like, "Oh my gosh." Well, the reason your brain does that is because it can see, well, I don't need to pay attention to that. That noise is not significant. Well, in the same way, when your brain starts to see that the endless loops of your personal thinking don't contain urgent information that has to be attended to for your survival, it automatically begins to tune out the background noise of your own habitual thinking. And it will leave you in a natural state of meditation more of the time. So here's a little metaphor. Here's a little story I wrote about this. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful baby princess who was born in the Palace of Wisdom where her family had lived since before the beginning of time. Life was beautiful in the Palace of Wisdom, and it was rumored that you could spend multiple lifetimes exploring its heights and depths without ever running out of things to see. One day when she was around 2 or 3 years old, she toddled into a beautiful room within the palace that was filled with beanbag chairs and comfy sofas and a rug so warm and cozy it made you want to curl up into a little ball and go to sleep. On the wall there was a small television that was playing 24/7 in the background. The young princess was fascinated by the room and by the flashing images up on the screen. As time went by, the princess spent more and more time in the comfy room with the television on the wall. It was like an oasis for her, a place she could go and hide whenever things got a bit confusing or scary or just boring in other parts of the palace. Soon she began to decipher the images and sounds emanating from the television until it felt like it was talking just to her, telling her all about how the world outside her really worked. From time to time, her parents would encourage her to leave the comfy room. But by the time she reached adolescence, she was spending nearly all of her time locked into the seemingly endless parade of shows, telling her absolutely anything about absolutely everything. She binge-watched some shows again and again, documentaries to keep her informed about the horrors of the world, and the occasional soap opera. Real Housewives of the Palace of Wisdom was one of her favorites, to bring her relief. The little girl became a young woman, as all princesses do, and one day she looked around and realized that the room with the television on the wall, which had once seemed so comfortable and pristine, now seemed to be smaller, smellier, and more confining than she remembered it being when she was young. So she decided to take matters into her own hands. She had seen an infomercial while lying awake in the middle of the night about a guru with shiny hair and big teeth who had invented a magical remote that gave you more control which shows would play on the TV. So she sent away for his program and learned a system for watching more positive life-affirming shows and less negative ones. She was also excited about new research, which showed how you could upgrade your television set by rewiring it over time. And she diligently set about making life in the television room more satisfying and more fulfilling than it had been before. But the more she tried to make life in the room more satisfying, the more frustrated she became. And the more shows she watched about how to improve her life by watching shows about improving her life, the less her life seemed to improve. Then one day, the princess heard some music that seemed to come from somewhere other than the television on the wall. At first, it just annoyed her, so she turned up the volume on the television set even louder. But then at a certain point, she decided to check it out. The first thing she noticed when she turned away from the television was that she couldn't see anything at all. She was scared to move without knowing what lay in wait, but her curiosity overtook her fear, and she felt her way along the walls of the room until she found the door. Her excitement quickly gave way to frustration when she tried the handle and it wouldn't budge. But after a few moments, her eyes adjusted to the ambient light, and she could see that the door wasn't really locked, it was just a bit stuck. She put her back into it, and with a mighty tug, the door sprung open, and the daylight which filled the Palace of Wisdom nearly blinded her. As her eyes once again adjusted to the light, she began to explore the palace. She saw that the music that had seemed like a distraction was coming from a choir which was singing heavenly-sounding music in the very center of the palace. From that day forward, the princess lived in a different world. While she still visited the television room from time to time, she spent more and more of her time listening to the choir and exploring the Palace of Wisdom. And while not all of her adventures led to places she wanted to be, living in the light streaming through the windows of the palace and the thrill of not knowing what new adventure each new day would bring meant that she lived happily ever after. Have fun, learn heaps, and we'll keep going on this theme throughout the week.